o'clock the roll. Anyone wish to change your vote? Clerk, tally the board.
27 yeas, 11 nays.
So the House has passed. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 105 has. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 105 has be considered the roll call vote on the effective date.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause, thus adopting the effective date clause. In the event that the other body does not accept the changes made by this body, and knowing that we will not recede our amendments, I'm going to appoint Representative Wilson, Representative Coghill, and Representative Cisna be on the conference committee with Representative Wilson chairing it. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill 139 by Senator Dyson, entitled An Act Repealing the Termination Date of the Alaska Salmon Price Report Program and Providing for an Effective Date. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommending do pass Meyer, Hawker, Croft, Moses, Chenault, Whitaker, Foster, Harris, Williams. No recommendation, Stoltz. The report was signed by Harris and Williams, co-chairs. A fiscal note was attached. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 139 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, we're in third reading. Madam Clerk, would you please read the title for the third and final time?
Senate Bill 139, entitled An Act Repealing the Termination Date of the Alaska Salmon Price Report Program and Providing for an Effective Date.
Heard of it, Representative Ogg.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I stand in support of Senate Bill 139. Senate Bill 139 is a sunset date, repealing a sunset clause. Simple bill. It's about the Alaska Salmon Price Report. The Alaska Salmon Price Report has been an invaluable tool since it was readopted and changed by now Fish Czar Osterman some years ago. What it has done is it has increased the amount of reporting from processors about the products that they sell and the prices that they sell it for. And this is made available publicly both to the processing industry and to the fishermen. This bill has allowed the fishing industry to work more collaboratively with the fishermen and the processors. It has also allowed the state to monitor thermocrossed salmon, which is canned salmon, or now they do it in pouches. It also has expanded to head and gutted fresh and frozen fillets. And also roe, very important parts of the salmon fishing industry that were not reported in the past. It gives the State Department of Revenue a good handle on it. I urge everyone here to vote and to repeal this sunset clause. This is one of those measures that helps develop the resources of our state, which we badly need. Thank you.
Representative Voggy, further debate? You ready for the question? The question before the House. It's passage of Senate Bill 139. Members may proceed to vote.